Chapter 2. Common Viruses and Childhood Diseases. Viruses are with us all the time, although some more often than others. These viruses can be put into two different groups: common viruses, like a cold or a sore throat, and what we call childhood diseases. Childhood diseases are illnesses like chickenpox, which are usually, but not always, caught when we are very young. The common cold. We often talk about the common cold. Common because there are hundreds of different cold viruses. In fact, the cold is so common that a 5-year-old might get 6 or 7 a year, and sometimes as many as 12. The main reason for this is that children spend a lot of time together in quite small spaces, like school classrooms, where viruses spread extremely quickly. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, American children miss 22 million days of school a year because of the common cold. Women between 20 and 30 get more colds than men. This may be because they are more likely to either look after or work with small children. But as we get older, we catch fewer colds because we have developed immunity to more cold viruses. Most 60-year-olds will probably only have one cold a year. Another point is that young children often share toys that they have put in their mouths, and they don't wash their hands as often as adults, so they spread germs more easily. Most colds, there could be 200 different cold viruses at any one time, are more common in the winter months. This is not only because cold viruses prefer lower temperatures, but also because we spend more time inside, which makes it easier to spread the virus to other members of the family. Most cold viruses, called rhinoviruses, start in and around the nose, and symptoms are well known. They usually start with a runny nose and lots of coughing and sneezing. Later, when it becomes more difficult to breathe, the person suffering may get a sore throat. Scientists and pharmaceutical companies across the world have spent a lot of time and money trying to find a cure for the common cold, but they have not been successful yet. In order to treat a cold, patients are advised to drink lots of water, take lots of rest, and use painkillers, pills that stop the pain. Usually, you don't need to visit the doctor when you have a cold, and you can buy the medication you need at the pharmacy or even the supermarket, although this depends on the country. The mistake that some people make is to ask their doctor for antibiotics when they have a cold. Sadly, these never work on the common cold, as antibiotics are only used for treating illnesses caused by bacteria. Influenza. Many people confuse having a cold with influenza, or the flu, as it is usually known. So how do you know if you have the flu or just a common cold? While a cold develops slowly, the flu will hit you immediately. If you have a cold, you can usually continue working or going to school as the symptoms are quite mild. But anyone with the flu is unlikely to have enough energy and may need to sleep for a few days until the symptoms stop. Like patients with a cold, flu patients may also have a cough. Often the difference is the type of cough: a dry cough for the person with flu and a mucus cough for someone with a cold. Patients with the flu will have a fever, which means their temperature will be above 38 degrees Celsius. It is likely they will also have backache and a headache and will probably not feel very hungry. Some may also experience nausea, feeling sick, and vomiting, being sick. There are three groups of flu virus. Influenza C viruses produce quite mild symptoms, and influenza B viruses have stronger symptoms. Influenza A is the strongest group of flu viruses. These can infect not only humans, but also pigs, horses, and even dolphins. It is an extremely contagious virus, which usually appears in young children before transferring to adults. A healthy person can transmit the flu virus a day before they have symptoms, so it is possible to pass on the flu before you know you have it, and then continue to transmit the virus for up to 5 to 7 days after the symptoms appear. For a few people, the flu can develop into a more serious illness like pneumonia. Unlike many other diseases, pneumonia can either come from a virus or from bacteria. Both types are serious illnesses that stop the lungs working correctly and can sometimes even cause death. There are also complications for pregnant women who catch flu. Their babies can be born too early or with a low birth weight. Sadly, in more serious situations, these babies can even die before birth. Childhood diseases. Childhood diseases are illnesses that are often caught by young children. In fact, it is possible that most of us have had at least one of these diseases before the age of 10. While adults can catch these illnesses, it is better to catch them as a child because the symptoms are not as bad and there are fewer complications. Chickenpox, mumps, measles, and rubella, or German measles, are possibly the most well-known childhood diseases caused by viruses. Mumps is very common in young children, but it is not usually dangerous. The most obvious symptom of mumps is the area around the neck, just below the ears, that is swollen. This makes it difficult to eat and drink. Later, the patient may feel tired and have a high temperature. Mumps can be treated quite easily by having lots of rest, drinking plenty of water, and eating food that is soft and easy to eat. This could be soup, eggs, yogurt, or cooked apple. Patients can take painkillers to bring their fever down and can usually return to work or school after a week. Chickenpox, measles, and German measles all come from viruses that attack the immune system. Chickenpox is caused by the varicella zoster virus, measles by the rubeola virus, and German measles the rubella virus. All of them are highly contagious and can be caught when an infected person sneezes or coughs. The incubation period for measles is between 1 and 2 weeks before becoming infected. It is a little longer for chickenpox, between 2 and 3 weeks, and around 17 days for German measles. People who have German measles are most contagious from the week before the rash appears until about 1 week after the rash goes away. With measles, the virus is most contagious from 4 days before until 4 days after the rash first appears. For chickenpox, someone is contagious 2 days before the spots appear and until the scabs appear. There is no cure for any of these childhood diseases, and the best advice is to take lots of rest, keep drinking water, and take paracetamol, a type of painkiller, to stop any fever. And for chickenpox, parents are advised to give children special medication or to put special cream on the skin to stop them from scratching the blisters. Child with mumps. Childhood diseases, a case study. As the symptoms for several childhood diseases are similar, let's compare 3 8-year-olds, Lucas, Anwar, and Mia, so we can see the differences. All three of them are feeling unwell and have a rash, but each rash is different. For Lucas, red spots started to appear on his chest, face and back, and then spread all over his body. The spots filled with an infected liquid called pus that turned into blisters. Lucas is trying not to scratch the blisters to stop them from spreading, but like most children, he is finding this really difficult. Some of the blisters have already dried and become scabs. The thing Mia noticed first was some white spots in her mouth. Then came a red-brown rash that appeared on her forehead, which later spread down her face and neck and onto her body and legs. Her spots are now beginning to join together, but there are no blisters, and she doesn't try to scratch the skin. Unlike Lucas, Mia also has a sore throat, a runny nose, and red, watery eyes. Both children have a fever, but while Mia still wants to eat her food, Lucas is no longer hungry. Anwar's symptoms are very similar to Mia's. He has a pink or red rash that started on his face and then spread to the rest of his body. Anwar also has a mild fever and is suffering from a runny nose and red, watery eyes. However, unlike Mia, Anwar has also noticed his neck and throat have swollen. Getting the diagnosis right is not easy. The nurse at Lucas's school announced an outbreak of chickenpox the week before, so his parents knew that was what he had. However, neither Anwar nor Mia's parents were sure what their children were suffering from. Anwar's doctor asked him to do a blood test so that he could make the right diagnosis. It was German measles. Mia's doctor diagnosed measles and told her to stay at home for 3 weeks. Lucas and Anwar would probably be back at school after a week or 10 days. Spots, scabs, and blisters. Spot. Scab. Blister. Pus. Complications. For an adult who catches chickenpox, there can be complications. If an adult has chickenpox for the first time, the symptoms are the same as for children, but worse. It's not unusual to have 500 blisters on the skin. But as with many diseases, complications are more common if patients already have other conditions, such as HIV or cancer, or if they take some types of medication. There are complications with chickenpox or German measles if a woman is pregnant. Before her baby is born, it can catch the disease through the mother's blood. These diseases can stop the baby from growing correctly, stop its ability to hear, as well as cause problems for the baby's heart and brain. So, where possible, it is important for a woman to get a vaccine a month before trying to have a baby, unless she was vaccinated as a child. Often, if the patient is older, for example, 50 years or more, and has already had chickenpox, they might develop another disease called shingles. Shingles comes from the same virus as chickenpox, which can sleep for many years before it suddenly appears again. It can then appear again and again several times over. Symptoms include red spots in the same place on just one side of the body. These fill with pus and join together before turning into blisters. The patient may also have a fever and headaches. Shingles usually lasts for 2 to 3 weeks, but is only contagious if someone touches the pus of an infected person. There are many complications of shingles, some of which are quite dangerous. However, it is now possible to treat shingles with special medicine called an antiviral. Man flu. Finally, a few words about man flu. For many years, there has been a discussion about how men and women experience the common cold. Some men say they experience stronger cold symptoms than women. Earlier research had suggested that male animals in general have weaker immune systems. But is this also true for humans? In 2010, a new research study at Cambridge University in the UK investigated the possible differences between male and female patients and their colds. The results of the research are interesting, but don't prove anything for the moment. For now, man flu remains just a story in the media.